This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's the final hour on this Meat Friday. It's going to be busy. Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel, fired up. John Rahm defecting. Also, we have Rob Gronkowski joining us. It's a Meat Friday. Just went out and inspected the Traeger Grills, the French dip sandwiches, smoked macaroni salad, sweet potato fries. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of this program. Sunday night, Jalen Hurts and the Eagles take on Dak Prescott and the Cowboys. It is a big game. Sunday at 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Final hour poll question is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
Let me update you, Dan, from hours one and two.
All right.
We had first hour, we went with a John Rahm poll question. If how much more interested are you in LIV Golf now that John Rahm is on board? Unfortunately, 88% say not really very much more interested.
Okay.
And then we have, if you could choose, you would put Shohei Ohtani on the Angels, Blue Jays, Dodgers, or Giants. Right now, it's Blue Jays, Dodgers, Giants, Angels, in that order.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's poll question for the final hour?
Why do you think more people want the Blue Jays now?
I don't know.
So why do people, all of a sudden today, people are like, oh, no, you know what? I want them on the Blue Jays. That is the most natural destination. Let's get them on the Blue Jays. That's where I want them.
The only thing I can figure out is it's East Coast. He'll be playing the Yankees and Red Sox on a regular basis. You're going to be able to see his highlights. You see his games instead of West Coast. And he could be playing in playoff games. Yes, Marv.
I think also people have been saying, Blue Jays, dark horse. And so now people are kind of like, oh, I guess the Blue Jays are.
Yeah.
The Drake effect.
I think it's more a people want to be right effect.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I called
it. Yeah.
That.
I told you.
I told you Friday. And that's where he was going.
Yeah. You know, I'm hearing.
Dark horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Patriots did the wrong thing. They won last night. They're now 3-10 and dropping out of the mix, I think, for the top two picks right now. And the Steelers, they were 7-4 2 weeks ago. They're now 7-6. Oh, the Patriots have the second pick still. So they could afford another win. Didn't that sound strange? You guys can have one more win, and then that's it. You don't want to be losing out on one of those two top draft picks. But the Steelers now 7-6 after losing those two games at home to bad teams. Pacers over the Bucks. Lakers dominate the Pelicans, the in-season tournament. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Download the app if you haven't done so. And pick up a batch of the Tailgate Moonshine. It's peppermint bark just in time for the holidays. It tastes great. We'll talk to Rob Gronkowski in about 20 minutes from now. We bring in Brandel Chamblee, Golf Channel lead studio analyst. The level of surprise when you heard that John Rahm was defecting to the LIV Tour?
Not high at all. I mean, the rumors have been rampant for a couple of weeks. So if you go by the rumors, not at all. But if you go by his comments over the last year and a half or so, where he was adamant that he wouldn't leave for LIV, that he had pledged his fealty to the PGA Tour and said that it wouldn't even be a smart thing for him to do at this point in his career. I'd say there are a lot of people that were surprised that weren't keeping up with the rumors as of late.
Why is the LIV Tour still acquiring golfers and somebody for $500 million?
I guess after the proposed merger and the wording in it that didn't allow them to recruit players or poach from either side by both parties, the Department of Justice, their antitrust division, they were concerned about the wording in it. And so both parties got rid of that wording, which opened the door. But really, I think the reason LIV did this was it was more a reminder that PGA Tour, who was recruiting private equity over the last couple of months, and that was well known. I think more than anything, it was just a reminder to the PGA Tour of who really still had the hammer. LIV's in the more dominant position here. They've got $32 trillion worth of oil underneath that sand, and they're not going anywhere. I've said before, after the initial merger, and I tried to get my arms around it, Dan, once I got to a point where I thought I understood it well enough, I thought, and I said this, that the second worst thing that could happen to the PGA Tour was if this merger went through. And the worst thing that could happen to the PGA Tour was if this merger didn't go through.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if John Rahm got to the point where it's like, all right, there might be a merger. They're going to pay me $500 million or whatever. The PGA Tour kind of went behind our back to try to do this merger. I was a good soldier with Rory and fought for the PGA Tour. And now I can't turn down this money. And everybody else has kind of taken the slings and arrows before him that he can sort of go there. But, I mean, does that sound logical in your mind?
Absolutely. I think the whole, well, not the whole, but a lot of the professional golf world has kind of got something like the Stockholm syndrome with LIV now. And I think it can go right back. You pointed to the absolute right spot after that June 6th proposed merger. I feel like a lot of people that were defending the PGA Tour, thinking they were on the right side of it, changed their position. They felt like they had been betrayed. They lost trust in the PGA Tour. Zach Johnson, the captain of the Ryder Cup team, even picked Brooks Koepka, who had not qualified for the Ryder Cup, to be on the Ryder Cup team. So I think sort of the trickle-down theory of the PGA Tour seemed to be doing business with people that they had previously harshly criticized opened the door to everybody to make a move something like this.
What is golf going to look like? What's the PGA Tour going to look like in 2 years? 3 years?
Well, I hope the LIV deal goes through now. It's obvious the best thing for the PGA Tour. And if it goes through, it remains to be seen whether LIV lives or not. If it doesn't, it looks like Rahm was the strategic play that LIV needed to make to bring this merger together, because each side has something the other side wants. Obviously, the PGA Tour would like an infusion of money, but LIV looks at the PGA Tour and that what they see is a seat at the table, legitimacy, legacy. Every one of the 50 million golfers in the world knows about the history of the PGA Tour. They have the respect and recognition of commercial entities, broad commercial entities, whereas there's a lot of pushback for Saudi Arabia involvement in some of those avenues. So Saudi Arabia gets an immediate seat at the table and the respect and recognition of partnering with the single best golf entity in the world. So they both have something that they want. So if it comes together, I think golf is better off. If it doesn't, then you're going to have this never-ending competition between LIV and the PGA Tour, which, sadly, it's hard to imagine how LIV loses here. The governor of LIV is Yasser Al-Rumayyan, who is well-educated, very clever, very charming, and can be quite intimidating. And he loves golf.
Talking to Brando Chambly, Golf Channel lead studio analyst. If you had a camera on Rory McIlroy yesterday when he heard the news, what do you think it would have looked like or sounded like?
He probably shook his head. You know, but I listened to Rory's remarks yesterday, and I thought they were spot on. You know, he said he's going to miss competing against John Rahm. He said that, you know, he's immensely talented. All those things, you know, no doubt are true. I'm going to miss watching John Rahm play. But I heard people, and I read people who said that this was devastating to the PGA Tour. I think that's hyperbole. It would be devastating if Tiger went to live. It would be devastating if Rory went to live. It'd be devastating if Jordan Spieth went to live. I just listened to the poll question answered by your audience. 88% not really interested in Rahm going to live. The fact is, there are very few golfers in the world that move the needle and compel people to buy a ticket just to go see them. Yeah. Very few. You ask the executives that run golf around the world, and it is Tiger, Rory, and Jordan Spieth. Before Phil left, it was Phil. But there's Brooks Koepka, there's DJ, there's Phil, there's Cameron Smith. All of those stars didn't compel or galvanize audiences to watch live last year. So I agree with your audience, 88% of your audience. I don't think Rob's going to have a huge impact on galvanized people to watch a product that is inferior.
Yeah, why don't they play four rounds? I mean, that's stupid.
Dan, why don't they play four rounds? Why don't they have a qualifying school, a feeder tour? Why don't they have a cut?
Yeah,
all of those things would give more legitimacy
Absolutely.
To the events
Absolutely.
Than them buying these stars. Absolutely. They would have the best players. You know, for the PGA Tour to compete with LIV, they would have to bring in private equity. This is the pickle they're in, because they'd have to bring in private equity to lock up players, sign them to contracts. But private equity, unlike the Saudis, would want to make a profit. So they wouldn't sign these players for these huge contracts. The Saudis are playing the long game, and they're trying to diversify their economy. And they're looking several decades down the road, where they absolutely are desperate to diversify their economy. So they'll lose in the early goings of this to gain in the long term. Private equity is never going to make a deal like that. So LIV upper hand here in the negotiations.
Before I let you go, this rollback with the golf ball, I was watching the DP World Golf Tour, and there was an amateur who hit a drive 410 yards. And there was downhill, but everybody else was hitting like 340, 350. He still hit it 60 yards past everybody. 5% doesn't mean anything to these players. 5% means something to me. If you want to really make an impact, roll that ball back 20%. And then maybe they get back to playing these golf courses the way they're meant to be played. Your thoughts?
Well, you know, the number of professional golfers in the world is 10,000, roughly speaking. There's 50 million golfers. That equates to 0.0003% of the golfers that play the game at the highest level. And a very small percentage of them hit it 300 plus yards. Certainly, they don't carry it. The average carry on the PGA Tour this year was 284 yards. So the USGA and the RNA are making a decision that will hurt 98-99% of the golfers, in that they will have to absorb the cost of the R&D of this new golf ball. Professional golfers don't pay for golf balls. and they will, to your point, Dan, they will so quickly recoup this lost distance of this golf ball. They'll do it like that. They will literally do it like that. You look at the distance gauge, huge distance gauge that Padraig Harrington made at 49 years old. Phil Mickelson made at 49 years old. Stuart Sink made at 49 years old. Cameron Tregale made, and scores of others. You look at those huge distance gains, and they will be compelled to do that. Meanwhile, you, me, we will all lose 5-10 yards or so on every tee shot and almost every single approach shot.
Yeah, I didn't have that 5 or 10 to lose, Brandel.
I didn't either. I didn't either. I can hear my balls land almost now.
Great to talk to you again, and thanks for joining us, bud.
Always a pleasure, Dan. Take care.
Brandel Chambly, Golf Channel lead studio analyst. I thought he was composed. I thought he might be a little more fire and brimstone. Maybe it's just, all right, whatever. A couple of phone calls here. Brian in South Carolina. Hi, Brian.
Hey, Dan, how are you doing today?
Hey, bud.
I think that Booger and RG3 are missing one component, and I really appreciate your transparency. You're always transparent and consistent, so I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Where did you have FSU after Jordan Travis went down? After he went down immediately from the next 2 to 3 weeks, where would you have put FSU in the top 25?
I don't do rankings, but I did say that the College Football Playoff Committee made a mistake by keeping them in the top four. When he went down, I thought you have them at five, and then there's a chance they get in. When you have them at four, that's when people have a problem. Like, now you're going to take them out? You know, they didn't lose a game. They didn't look good. You know, would I like to have seen their backup quarterback have a chance to do something, you know, legendary? Historical, lead them into a national title game. Yes, I love that. But if you're saying the best teams, and I know I keep repeating myself, and I'm going to continue because it's what I believe. When somebody asks me, then I'll tell you. You can't tell me Florida State today is better than Georgia. You just can't. Now, Alabama's in because they won. Washington has been a great team start to finish, and they have a Heisman finalist, and they have a great wide receiver, and Texas might be the best team in football right now. Georgia has a beef, in my opinion. Back-to-back national titles. Won 29 in a row. Lost to Alabama on a neutral site by 3. Yes, Eden.
Is there a certain, naivete with the, hey, Florida State's undefeated, they should get in?
Yeah. Yes, it feels that, okay.
It's just not the reality. It's just not the way that it works. And is it unfair? Yeah, absolutely. But that's not the way that college football is not set up to be fair.
Yeah, there's nothing fair about college football. There's never been anything fair about college football. I mean, there's certain schools that stayed up for a variety of reasons. Recruiting edge, payola. I mean, a lot of things here. Hoarding all the great players, not letting other teams have these players, keeping them for at least 3 years. You can't transfer. You'd have to sit out a year. I mean, there's nothing fair about it. We would like to understand the rules. Well, nobody wrote down the rules. That's why when you have 13 people, it's open to interpretation. And that's all this was. And the analogy I use is, if Roger Goodell could somehow say the winner of the NFC South is not going to host a playoff game, then he would do it. He can't. The committee had the opportunity to say, we need teams that are going to believe their team can win, they'll travel to the bowl game, maybe two bowl games, and that these are representative of the best teams in college football, and the games are going to be competitive. Yes, Paul.
One thing that did bother me after Florida State got pulled out of the playoffs, there were some analysts, not us, but some that said Florida State can't win the national title. Florida State can't beat Michigan in round one. I don't like that. Don't go that extreme. I say it's unlikely because Jordan Travis is out. But you know, Florida State, their defense could pitch a shutout. And the Michigan's not a high-flying scoring team. They actually match up pretty well against Michigan. Mm-hmm. We didn't say anything like that. We didn't say Florida State couldn't beat Michigan. We said their chances are much less likely because of the Travis injury.
Yeah, I never say no. I say low. Like the percentage, you know, low chance. But they do have a chance. They would have a chance. That defense is wonderful. And I have nothing against Florida State. People think this is personal. It's personal to you, not to me. My job is just to sort through this stuff, to talk to people, to talk to a source, you know, and they gave me, you know, sort of the backdrop of how this came to be. Yeah, Marv.
And I think Florida State just caught a bad break, because if this was last year, they would have been in. Or if it was the year before, they would have been in. They would have been in before Cincinnati and TCU. They just caught a bad break this year. I think that was it.
All right, we'll take a break. Rob Gronkowski will join us. Also, the MMWGOTW, the most must-win game of the weekend. We'll have that for you coming up. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
And they're from Orange County.
Mercedes-Benz Holiday Love Celebration is here. Incredible offers with exceptional vehicles that you're bound to love. Learn more at mbusa.com/special offers. All right, Rob Gronkowski, he's got his own bowl game. Rob won 4 Super Bowls, 3 with New England, 1 with Tampa Bay. And the Gronk Bowl, actually it's called the L.A. Bowl, hosted by Gronk at SoFi Stadium. That'll be UCLA Boise State. Boise State. On December 16th, Gronk joins us now. Ooh, look at the backdrop there. You got a lot of fun things in the office there. What's the coolest thing you have there?
The best thing in my office, I would say, is definitely the 3 New England Patriots Super Bowl replica trophies. They're not the real Vince Lombardi trophies, but they're replicas. And it's the 3 that I won with New England. And the 1 I won with Tampa is down in my crib down in Florida. So it's definitely the best thing in here. Every time someone comes through my house, a friend, a family member, whoever it is, they're always in awe whenever they see these trophies. And they always ask, is this the real one? And then I always say yes. And then I always trick them like 10 seconds later. And then they look for the dent. Dan, they look for the dent then. And they're like, no, this isn't the real one. So I got to put a dent in the one that has the dent over at the Patriots Hall of Fame. But then I trick them. I'm like, they're not the real one. They're just replicas. But they love them.
When's the last time you talked to Brady?
I actually talked to him yesterday, and he sent me some highlights of us in the playoffs, which was really cool because I actually saw some highlights of us on Instagram about 2 weeks ago, and I was like, dang, we were legit. We were legendary, that's for sure. And
Gronk, did you forget?
I kind of forgot. You know, I'm so busy running around doing all the stuff, doing the analyst for Fox and stuff. And wow, when I see the highlights, man, I think we're the top dogs, man. No one did it better than us. I swear, man. We were on fire, that's for sure.
Okay, Kelce and Mahomes?
They're legit. You know, you can't take away anything from them. But, you know, I think Brady and Gronk just sounds a little bit better, man. It has a better ring to it.
What if it was a fight? An actual fist fight. You and Brady versus Mahomes and Kelce.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, man. Everyone always tries to compare us, you know, us two versus them two, or Travis versus myself. And everyone always takes a different angle. But, all right, I'm going to answer. I mean, you asked, so, you know, I think we'll take them down. I think we'll win. I mean, hey.
But is Tom a good fighter?
Tom's a dog. Tom's a dog. And you know something? I saw what he said on his podcast the other day with LaDainian Tomlinson. Yeah, I got up. He said it this way. I wasn't a I got up from every single hit. And I got to agree with that. And, you know, the rules started softening a little bit at the right time for Tom Brady when he started going into his 30s, 35 years old, into his 40s. So it helped him out tremendously to play till about 45 years old. But I've seen some crazy, crazy highlights of Tom Brady when he was 24 years old, 25, and he absolutely got lit up hotter than any quarterback I've ever seen in my life. And I'm sitting there like, damn, Tom, I didn't know you used to take hits like this. And he got up every single time. So you got to give him that credit, man.
Well, I go back to that Super Bowl with the Giants, Gronk, and I was on the sidelines watching that. And I remember Strahan telling me he never had more respect for Brady than after that Super Bowl with the punishment they gave him, and he never, ever complained.
That's 100% true. And every injury that Tom ever had, too, he's never complained. He always found a way to get back out on the practice field the next day or to continue practice. For example, when he ripped open his hand before the Jacksonville game, the AFC Championship game, I don't know, 6 years ago or whatever it was, I saw it happen. I mean, he screamed like a mofo, that's for sure, because who won it? I mean, you ripped your freaking whole thumb open. But let me tell you, it didn't hold him down. He was out there for the game, so nothing holds him down, man. The guy's a warrior. And so if you're ever in a battle with him, you know he's going to keep battling until you freaking knock him out or freaking demolish him. So you know he's going to keep fighting for you, that's for sure.
When's the last time you talked to Belichick?
Was actually on Tom's podcast when he retired. So everything has to go back to Tom. So I was on Tom, whatever, the podcast he does on SiriusXM.
Yeah.
And then he was having everyone come on. He had Peyton Manning come on. And then I started making fun of Tom with Peyton Manning, saying, Tom ripped your plays off of you, Peyton Manning. That's why we were so successful. And then all of a sudden, Coach Belichick came on, too, at the same time. And then we just started bantering back and forth. It was great interaction, man. It was awesome.
He's Rob Gronkowski, won 4 Super Bowls, and he is the host of the L.A. Bowl. It'll be at SoFi. It's UCLA, Boise State. Okay, how did this happen, and what's your role in the bowl game once it starts?
Yeah, so it kind of happened. I mean, they had Jimmy Kimmel as the host the last 2 years, and it was the first 2 years the L.A. Bowl was established. And then, you know, his contract or whatever expired, and then they're moving on to, you know, find an athlete. And they hit up my team. They hit up my management and asked if I would be, you know, interested in hosting the L.A. Bowl. And right when I, you know, heard about the L.A. Bowl and if I was interested, it definitely clicked. And you want to know why it clicked? It's because it was the bowl game that I last played my last game at the University of Arizona at with my brother, Chris. And that game was actually in Las Vegas at the time. It was the Las Vegas Bowl, but it was the fifth place Pac-10 seed versus the first place Mountain West seed. So that conference matchup has now moved to LA the last 2 years. So it's technically the last bowl game I played. Willie Tuatama over 300 yards. My brother Chris up the middle for about a 30-yard touchdown off play action. We beat BYU by 10 points, I think, and they were ranked number 17 in the country at the time. So it was my last college football game. I didn't score a touchdown. I didn't have that good of a game, but we won. It was the first time Arizona was in a bowl game in 10 years. We won the bowl game as well. So right when that clicked, wow, I get to host a bowl game. That was my last college game, and we won that bowl game. That's a no-brainer. I'm all in. Let's do it.
That's cool. That's cool. Are you singing the anthem?
Yes, and I will be singing the national anthem as well. We're going to have dance-off, and I'll be like, hey, but Dan, I'm not singing the national anthem by myself. Okay. I was with them, and I sung the national anthem to them, and they all started plugging their ears. I was with Julian Edelman at the moment, and Julian Edelman goes, bro, let me take 10 more shots of tequila, and then I so I'm going to practice. I got the words down, but I'm also singing the New Directions Veterans Choir.
Okay.
So it's consisted of men and women who have served proudly in the United States military. So I'll be singing with them. So I have a little backup behind me. So, so it looks, they're making me look good. That's basically what
they're
doing.
Can we get just a sample?
My throat hurts. I'll just give you the first one. Okay. Oh, say. There we go. Okay. The first two words.
Okay, here's the key. It's to be in the right key when you start. Don't start up too high or you're going to have a Carl Lewis moment where you get up way too high and you can't come back down. Start out low. Oh, say, can you see?
Oh, man. Damn, I'm going to need you to sing it with me as well.
No, that'll be guilt by association. I want you to do it yourself and let you stand out. I don't want any blame if it doesn't go well.
I'm going to ask them if I can sing the last line by myself, like have the choir just totally zip it, and then I hit the last line.
Brave.
And just start hyping up the crowd. They would go crazy.
When's the last time you hit somebody?
Oh, man. Hit somebody. I mean, I would say the last game, actual hit somebody.
Do you miss contact?
No, not really, man. I've been having contact my whole life ever since I was 4 years old with my brothers in the basement playing mini stick hockey. There's actually home videos of us Christmas Eve, and my mom's filming, and all of a sudden there was such a big hit. My brother went flying to the ground, stitches all on his face. I'm the one who leveled him. He's going to the hospital. So like, hitting's been in my culture, in my life, since I was a young kid. But man, I don't really miss it that much anymore. I love activities. I love the sports where there's not much contact. Volleyball, cornhole, but hitting-wise, I got hit enough in my life.
What was your second best sport?
I would say baseball all the way up until I was about 14 years old. And then I started declining big time because I think I started lifting and getting too big. I couldn't really swing that much anymore. But then basketball was my second favorite to play in high school because it was just like we had such a great atmosphere at our school. We had a crowd called the Green Squall, and they would just come and harass the other team the whole time. They would go crazy if I dunked the ball. So basketball was a lot of fun in high school.
I'm glad you're doing well. And it's weird how people they push athletes or ask you, when are you going to retire? When are you going to retire? And then you retire, and then they say, when are you going to come back? It felt like now you're past that moment, that people aren't asking you on a semi-regular basis of, hey, would you come back?
No, I would say the first time I retired, I got it basically every single day wherever I went. And then I would say the second time I retired, which was over, like a year ago or whatever.
Yeah.
I still got it a lot. I didn't get it as much. And now I still get it probably once a week, maybe once every other week. But it's not at a consistent basis anymore like it was before. It was like every day, man. So I'm glad I'm past that. I'm glad it's not every single day because it kind of gets annoying. You're trying to do something and someone just asks you out of nowhere when you're coming back, you know. So that's in the past now. And just moving on to I wouldn't say bigger, better things because playing football is big and it's awesome to play football. But I'm moving on to great things like hosting the LA Bowl. I'm doing the Fox analyst stuff. So a lot of cool things like that, man, to keep me busy because you got to stay busy, man. I like having my time off. There's no doubt about it. I like having 5 days, doing whatever I want. But also, man, I got to work as well. And staying busy is definitely a staple to keep me going.
I'm worried about you getting USAA insurance, though, Gronk. I don't think you're ever going to get it. I don't.
I don't think I'm ever going to get it either. And I just jumped out of the plane when we were at the Army base for the Fox pregame show, when we did it at the Air Force base in Colorado. Jumped out of a plane with one of the Air Force guys that had over 3,500 jumps. So I felt very safe. And I was flipping and doing all that good stuff. I landed, and then all the cadets were there as well. There was about 200 of them, and they're all asking me, does that get you USAA insurance? And I'm like, no, it doesn't. And then the one kid was like, marry my sister. That will get you USAA insurance. And I was like, oh, man, we're going to another level now.
Yeah. Good luck with the L.A. Bowl, and thanks for joining us, Gronk.
Hey, Dan, thanks for having me, man. December 16th, L.A. Bowl, Boise State versus UCLA. And I don't know who I'm cheering for yet.
Thanks, bud.
Yes, thanks for having me, man.
It's Rob Gronkowski. Seton, I couldn't help but halfway through the interview think you were going to interrupt and go, busted!
Busted!
The AU or USAA or whatever it is, busted!
How do I get that insurance?
And we're not quite sure if Gronk is putting us on with the way he acts, or that's just who he is. Busted. Yes, Paulie.
I've always wondered if Gronk's like kind of a generally bright guy and just a big goofball, and that sometimes he plays it up for interviews like this, but I think he's just a 12-year-old who happens to be the best tight end of all time.
Is he the best tight end of all time?
At certain points, but I think he's a harmless goofball.
Yeah. I think he's only, what, 34? Does that sound right? Is Travis Kelce older than Gronk?
Wow.
Yeah. How about that one? Boston! Here's a question for you.
Yes?
Gronk and Kelce, same age. Who is going to make more money in their deal? John Rahm or Shohei Ohtani? Well, I'm not talking about the average, because Rahm is supposed to be a 3-year, maybe $500 million. But it's crazy. And then Shohei is going to be a 10-year deal for $550 or whatever. Who has more money coming to them with their current deal? John Rahm or Shohei Ohtani? All right, last call for phone calls, what we learned, what's in store for Monday. If you're watching on Peacock, our streaming partner, you'll be able to see what we take off the Traeger grills. We're back after this.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was I was always a battleship guy, or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know what I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In case you're wondering, this is Todd Rundgren. Sing along. Marvin!
Ever since I was a tiny boy!
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store for Monday. Yes, Seton O'Connor.
If we're continuing with the Shohei Ohtani game, and wait, Shohei is going to the city of the artist that we're playing, does anybody know where
Todd Rundgren is from?
Todd Rundgren is from, a.k.a. Shohei Ohtani is going to.
Todd Rundgren. San Francisco.
No.
Paulie?
The state of Florida?
No.
Todd?
Oklahoma.
No.
There's no baseball team in Oklahoma.
St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you, Todd. Marvin, do you want to guess?
Cleveland.
The fella who used to occupy this chair would be very happy.
Philadelphia?
He is from Philadelphia. You're Phillies.
Todd Rundgren.
There you go. Phillies, come on down.
We haven't heard Shohei to the Phillies.
Yeah, well, we just predicted it.
Dark horse.
You're going to be surprised. Man, this French dip.
Ooh, boy.
French dip. Weather is it's sunny, but probably low 40s. And it's got the fire pit going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Life is good. It's going to be a cool night.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Be a cool night. Mm-hmm. Let me hold you by the fire. Like, come on, Friday, let's go.
Set the vibe.
All right. Last call for phone calls. What we learned. Most must-win game of the weekend. The MMWGOT. Todd, I'll start with you.
I think the Cowboys and Dallas have to make a statement against those Philadelphia Eagles.
All right. Seton O'Connor.
Last week, Dan, I had the 49ers at Eagles must-win game. This week, it's Eagles-Cowboys. The Eagles must win this week.
Marvin, what about you?
I'm going with the Chiefs. To stay afloat in the playoff picture in the AFC, they got to beat the Chiefs.
Stole mine. Paulie?
The Detroit Lions are 9-3. They're at the Bears in a game they should win. They need to win this to stay in the mix for home field advantage. And the Packers are getting a little better. Don't want to play with fire here.
I was going to take Kansas City. They're a slight favorite against Buffalo. And I was talking to a very sharp gambler yesterday. And he does the Chicken Dinner podcast. And do we have some of that, Marv? You want to play it?
First time I went out with Shay.
Uh-oh.
It was the opening day of March Madness. So it's a Thursday. The game started at 11:30 in the morning. At 5 o'clock, after how much boozing?
A lot.
He looks at me, puts his arm around my neck, and says, all right, I got to bounce. I got my daughter's birthday party.
That's right.
Dead serious.
That's right.
And he goes, and he's gone.
Yeah, yeah. She turned like 2 that day, and I walked into the apartment. There was a room full of people, and they were like, happy birthday. And I was like, where the fuck am I? I was out of my mind. I started drinking. I woke the bartender up. Like, at the bar, I woke him up.
You were banging on the glass because the bar wasn't open yet.
That's true. Oh, that was a good day, brother.
Dan Patrick takes a gamble. That's Sam, who does the Chicken Dinner podcast and also contributes to Nesson. And he's friends with Shay. Shay's back stateside from Austria. We lost Bad Larry. Bad Larry apparently was having surgery, phone off, blood coming down his wrist, stitches, and we didn't care to follow up. Like we couldn't find him, and then all of a sudden he sent a picture, and then we were like, all right, whatever. The podcast is it's really entertaining. What is the lead story on Monday? Todd, I'll start with you.
I'm going to go, how about them Cowboys?
Okay, Seton?
It's definitely going to be Shohei related, but I'm still sticking with Shohei stays.
Okay. He stays in Anaheim.
He stays in Anaheim.
Wow, that'd be a shock. Marvin?
Chiefs. No, Bills beat the Chiefs.
Okay. Oh, okay. Paulie?
As much as I'd like to pick the Pacers' big championship victory parade in the in-season tournament with the Pacers, whatever the result of the Eagles-Cowboys will be the lead.
I think it'll be Ohtani.
Shohei the money.
Yeah, what, Todd?
How about not well-received? Marvin gets the Heisman Trophy? What?
No, he's not getting the Heisman Trophy.
If he did, though, that would be the lead for sure.
Marvin Harrison Jr. the third. Austin in Louisiana. Austin, thanks for holding. What can I do for you today?
Hey, what up, BP?
Hey, man.
Third time, long time, 6-1-2-10.
All right.
Like Happy Meat Friday. Shout out Mar for the Music Fridays. I'm loving those. That French dip looks fantastic. I got a couple things on LeBron. I know you're on a tight schedule. Look, I just want everybody to not take for granted what we're seeing with the oldest player in the league right now. It's never happened before. It'll never happen again. Just a casual 35-8 on 75% shooting. And he took three charges, DP. This man has a family. Look, I'll leave you with this, Dan. If LeBron wins on Saturday night, he'll do something Michael Jordan never did. And that's leave Las Vegas with $500,000.
Great line.
Wow. Set him up and knock him down.
Wow. Ouch. Kurt in Colorado. Hi, Kurt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, I'm not a longtime listener, but that's part of my first question is when people say longtime listener, what's the criteria? Like, what's the cutoff for that? And then second question, I'm always wondering about, is it Seton that sings the salary song?
No, that's a listener who sent that in. I think he's from Wisconsin. It's not Seton. Seton's not singing salary.
I wish I had, but I'm not.
Longtime listener, how long is long time for you guys? Todd?
At least 5 years?
Mm-hmm. 5+. That's 10 a nice years? Ring to it.
I'd say at least 7. Like a long time. I'd say 10, maybe.
Closer to 10 than 5.
Yeah, I'd say so.
5 years feels like a long time to dedicate to something, though.
This day in sports history.
Let's see. Just got one for you here. Mario Lemieux in 2000 returned to the Pittsburgh Penguins, the first ever modern owner player in U.S. sports. He was 35 years old. And, we remember this one. In Michigan, 5 Indiana Pacers and 7 fans were charged for various crimes. The fight for the Pacers-Pistons game on November 19th.
Today. Yeah, we were in Columbus, Ohio that night. Tim Tebow won the Heisman on this date. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Bill Belichick giving players knucks. We could actually understand what he was saying, and he's the guest picker for Army-Navy. Are we in the Twilight Zone or something?
Seton?
Randall said the best thing that could happen to LIV Golf is the PGA could go through not the same deal.
Marvin.
Pacers, raise that banner.
Paulie.
USAA.
Boston. Traeger's all-new Flat Rock Flat Top Grill. They got a lot of great things for the holidays there. Up to 20% off select grills and 15% off accessories for military members and first responders. Great people. Traeger, bringing people together. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll look forward to talking to you Monday.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.